Well, good morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we've been looking at a courageous way and different aspects of how God would have us to live our daily walk with Him, our daily walk in this world, what life should look like in the way that we live. And today I want to wrap up the broadcast portion of this with a wise way and applying wisdom to the way that we do life. And specifically in the way that we interact with others. Colossians 4, verse 5 says, "Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders, making the most of every opportunity." And I know there are some that become very sensitive to the words that seem to put labels on people. And this idea of being an outsider. And it's not that the church and the gathering of believers was a clique. It was just a simple description that these were people that did not yet belong to Jesus. Were not yet believers through faith in Jesus in a God that loved them. And so it wasn't meant in any way to cast negative light upon them. It was just a way to define. And sometimes the issue is we treat the people in the church one way. We treat the people that we want to impress with our Christianity in a way, and those that are outside of that circle kind of get treated a little differently. And I think God wants us to realize the wisdom required in the way that we act, in the way that we live all the time. It's not a part-time Christianity that God has called us to. It's a full-time faith that affects everything we do. It's a faith that requires wisdom that comes from God. And the good news is it's a wisdom that God promises to give generously without finding fault. In other words, without kind of looking down his nose at us and saying, "Oh, you need more of that again already." It's a God that loves to pour out wisdom in our life. Now, there are times where the greatest lessons of wisdom that we learn are through experience. And at least in my case, it's through experience of doing things wrong in a way that isn't the best, in a way that, fails. And I learn to turn to God earlier in the process and even before the process begins. And when we think about living in a wise way, we need to step back and realize that the way that that is possible, the reason that that is possible, because God is generous with wisdom. But we also need to step back and realize the outcome that is desired. He says to be wise in the way that we act toward those outside of the faith, so that we would make the most of every opportunity. And in our American culture, at least, we often think of making the most of every opportunity as to what benefits me. But from God's perspective, when we make the most of every opportunity, it's what benefits the kingdom. It's what benefits others. It's what represents Jesus in the very best way possible. And God wants us to use wisdom in the way that we act, the way that we talk, the way that we listen, the way that we respond, so that people would see Jesus in us, as that people would hear the good news of the gospel of Jesus. We make the most of every opportunity when we represent Jesus in the midst of every opportunity. We live to make Christ known, just as He has been made known to us. And so we live in a wise way. And sometimes that wisdom is about seeing beyond the surface. There are times that people will present themselves in a way that, well, isn't accurate. I know that because it's part of our human nature. We want people to look at us in a certain way, and so we present ourselves in a manner that gives the impression. And sometimes we give the impression that, well, we're better off than what we are. Sometimes we give the impression that we're worse off than what we are. Kind of depends what we hope to accomplish. And God's desire is that we would be wise and see the reality of what's going on. See the need. God calls us to speak words that benefit those who listen. And it's the wisdom that's required to know what those words really are. There are times that every one of us need words of encouragement. We need words that lift us up from despair. We need words that offer hope and peace. We need pleasant words. But there are also times that we need words that do that, but in a manner that is corrective, in a manner that gets our attention, in a manner that brings about change, in a manner that makes it obvious that we're heading down a path that isn't good, that isn't wise. And so it's great wisdom to know the focus that is really needed. Now, obviously, it's not our job. We don't have the power, the ability to convict someone. That's God's Spirit's job. But we can love and we can teach and we can serve and we can be wise in how we present the truth of the gospel. As we live life, what does it look like to others? Are people interested in Jesus because of what they see in you? Or do we lack wisdom? Is the way that we live different from that of those who do not yet believe in Jesus? God calls us, and His Word uses the word to be a peculiar people. And that flies against almost everything within our human nature. At least for those of us that are very much on the introvert side. We don't want to stand out. We don't want to be noticed. We just want to blend in and be invisible. And sometimes I think as Christians, we slide into that Christian introvert mentality that I need to blend in with the world. And sometimes it's because we don't want singled out, and other times we have this idea that if I become like them, I can reach them, and we miss the point that becoming like them means they have reached us. And being wise shows us how to love people where they're at without compromising our faith, without compromising our integrity, without compromising the Word of God. And so we continue to seek wisdom from God, and we live in a way that makes the most of every opportunity to represent Jesus. And we use that wisdom to be peculiar, but peculiar in a way that people say, I need that. What is it? And we use that opportunity to give an answer for the hope that lies within us, doing so with gentleness and respect. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself and called us to live in wisdom. And as we seek to do that, we soon realize that we need your help. So, Father, thank you for pouring out wisdom generously when we come to you and ask. Forgive us for those times that we don't use the wisdom that you've already given us, where we rely on our own wisdom, on the wisdom of this world, when we have a better wisdom that's available through you. Father, may we be wise in the way that we act, in the way that we interact with those outside of a faith in you. May we constantly be mindful of your desire that they would know Jesus, that they would come to you through Jesus, that we would represent Jesus well. God, help us to know what that looks like. Help us to be a peculiar people in a way that attracts people to Jesus. May we not get so caught up in blending into this world that no one sees a difference, that no one sees something that they need. Father, may we have wisdom in seeing beyond what is presented to us and seeing what's inside. May our words and our listening and our deeds be done in a way that benefits those who hear, those who receive, those that we encounter. Not simply benefit them according to what they want, but more importantly, benefit them according to what they need. Father, may the wisdom that you give us be applied daily in our life. May it be our desire that we become more and more like Christ each day that we live. That we have the wisdom of how to live in this world and love the people of this world without rejecting you, without accepting everything, without compromising your word. May we study and long for and listen to the examples of Jesus. And may we continually grow in living in a wise way. And Father, may doing so help us to be more effective in lifting up Jesus so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning, a devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.